joining us. It's really exciting to have Wild Tori back. Is it the
seven?
Year number seven. Yes. An annual residency conceived by Alaska-raised New York-based musicians and composers. Conrad Winslow grew up in Homer, and now his position is happily held by Mary Greenjian, together with Andy Springer and Katie Cox. Those two grew up in Alaska, and we're so excited that they bring back this wealth of connections and skill and appreciation to kind of stir our community and really help us understand and grow in learning about new music. It's very exciting. So this year, they return, and each time they do, they bring some new guests, some amazing artists. In March, we were really happy to have Anna Pidborna with us. Anna's recording tonight and sharing both her visual art and her compositions as part of this evening's program. You'll hear a lot more about it from the musicians. I just want to say how fun it is to have you back. Maybe you'll return as a visual artist in your next residency.
That's the plan.
And as you see, it's a really rich program. But we also have Sarah Goldfeather, and I'm forgetting what.
Justine
Aronson. Yes, I love these women, all of them. We've had a lot of fun together in the short time they've been here. It's gone by so fast. But we're so happy to have you guys here tonight, you girls. And we'll have a short pause in this program of about 5 minutes somewhere along the way. And afterwards, please stay and enjoy some wine and some conversation with these artists.
Thank you, Asia, so much for having us back. It's really a highlight of our year to be here every year. So as she said, Katie Cox, originally from Fairbanks, live in New York. Flutist, executive director. It's just really wonderful to be here. We miss Conrad. We're really excited to have Mary join us. And Andy's just going to say a few words about our program this evening.
Yeah, this is a really exciting season for us for a lot of reasons, one of which is the first time that we've featured and really built the program around a specific composer, in this case, Anna Pidborna. I met Anna several years ago doing a performance of one of the pieces that you'll hear tonight, Through Closed Doors, and I was, as I imagine most people in this room will be, completely taken by her music and inspired. And we've been working on this program now for several years and building it around Anna's music and also around the specific artists that are Cypher Duo, who you will hear in just a moment. Anna's music is extremely beautiful and vulnerable, and it explores lots of themes of loss, longing, some of the darker elements of life, and it's something that we've thought a lot about being from a place like Alaska where there are so many extremes. So taking those themes and building on them, we flesh out the program with music by Kate Soper and Kamala Chankarov and our very own Sarah Goldfeather of Cypher Duo. You'll see she's a jill of all trades. And I would love, I'm just so happy to welcome Cypher Duo here. They're both incredible musicians, to kick off our program with their namesake piece, Cypher, by Kate Soper.
Thank you so much to Wild Shore for having us. This is our first time in Alaska, so we have just been thrilled to be here. And yesterday we were just treated to a boat ride by Don Carroll Mears, and
yeah, really extraordinary,
fantastic friends of the Wild Shore. And we saw otters, and we saw humpback whales.
Probably old news to you guys, but it was pretty exciting for us.
Whatever did life for us, but It was thrilling, and we've been renewed spiritually and artistically by this gorgeous landscape. Brooklyn is nice, but it has nothing on what you guys experience up here. This next piece that we're going to perform for you is indeed our namesake. It's by a composer named Kate Soper, who is a vocalist herself.
she explores in a lot of her pieces kind of voice plus another instrument, and she melds them together into sort of a kind of a mega instrument, and explores in this piece through various texts sort of what it means to really understand sort of the barrier between one person and another person that we call connection, right? We're trying to connect with one another. We're often using language, we're using symbols, but there's often a lot that gets lost in translation. So this piece is Cipher by Kate Sober.
I'm going to center us a little bit.
Be explicit language, be too
By a dream.
The dream is not meaningless, not absurd, does not presuppose that one part of our store of our ideas is meaningless, while another part begins to awake.
And then I wake.
It is
and
imperfect
find
to
that
this
I
phenomenon.
Have an actual desire to dream.
A wish fulfillment.
Even if we conclude that every dream has a meaning and a psychic value, we must nevertheless allow for the possibility that this meaning may not be the same in every dream.
The first dream we have considered was the fulfillment of a wish.
Defines it.
A third
represents a fulfilled wish.
Are
what is a striking and unfamiliar manner?
Or
is
are there
filled with express
dreams?
Oh!
Epstein to perform Kivalina. Kivalina was composed by Kamala Shankaram, who's also, similar to Kate Sober, a composer and vocalist. She's also a beautiful singer herself, and was very moved by the story of Kivalina that I'm sure we're all familiar with, the village that is slowly going underwater. And this piece is an homage to that village.
This is my
Stage, and while we're setting up, I'd love for Anna Pigorna to join us and speak up about the first piece of hers that you'll hear on the program.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anna Pigorna. I'm super excited to be here for the second time now and to see some of you again. So this piece was commissioned earlier this year for another ensemble in Edmonton. And then I did a new arrangement for this beautiful group of people here. And it's based on this tradition of Irish keening, which is an old lamentation practice that used to be done by women in a kind of semi-improvised way, but drawing on certain kind of formulas and images. I'm drawn to lamentation practices. I also work with Ukrainian lamentation practices. So this piece kind of emerged out of a set of songs I was doing based on keening texts, and then I decided to do an instrumental version, which just grew into its own kind of piece. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.